Acts 15, 22 through 35. Then it seemed good to the apostles and the elders, with the whole church, to choose men from among them and send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. They sent Judas, called Barsabbas, and Silas, leading men among the brothers, with the following letter. The brothers, both the apostles and the elders, to the brothers who are of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia, greetings. Since we have heard that some persons have gone out from among us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, although we gave them no instructions, it has seemed good to us, having come to one accord, to choose men and send them to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who themselves will tell you the same things by word of mouth. For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols and from blood, and from what has been strangled and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. So when they were sent off, they went down to Antioch, and having gathered the congregation together, they delivered the letter. And when they had read it, they rejoiced because of its encouragement. And Judas and Silas, who were themselves prophets, encouraged and strengthened the brothers with many words. And after they had spent some time, they were sent off in peace by the brothers to those who had been sent them. But Paul and Barnabas remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of God with many others also.
This is the word of the Lord, and we are continuing our reading through the book of Acts, in particular, Acts 15. This is Jeremy Brooks, and I'm here with Jordan Coughlin again today to see what has become, what followed next in after this council in Jerusalem with the church there.
Yeah.
What did they do after that? They sent a letter to the Christians in Antioch and encouraged them. And so what are some other things that, you know, as you were reading this, that stood out to you?
Yeah, first is their drive for unity. Mm-hmm. There could have been a decision at the Jerusalem Council that, you know what, Jew and Gentile, we're just different. And so we just kind of need to build differently. We kind of need to fellowship differently. But now we don't see that, right? Mm-hmm. In the Jerusalem Council, what we see is that they were fighting for unity, fighting for how we can, Jew and Gentile, fellowship with one another. So I love that, you know, and I love that it seems like they go above and beyond just the letter, right? And they say in the letter, no, we're sending people so that you can read this letter, so you can see these men sent by us. They can tell you the same things. Like there was a desire for unity. There was a desire for encouragement. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens, which is, you know, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that, you know, it says we didn't want to burden you. Mm-hmm. You know, verse 24, since we have heard that some peoples have gone out from us and troubled you with words, unsettling your minds, it seemed good for us to, having come to one accord, to come. And then, sorry, in verse 28, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay on you no greater burden than these requirements. Mm-hmm. So there was actually some concern that having been saved by faith, now we justify ourselves with works of the law. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to make sure that the Gentiles understood that, no, you're not only justified by grace, but we're called to live in grace. We're called to live by the Spirit, not by the law. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have here. It's not that they decided, hey, you can do whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. No, there were some things, some instructions that they gave, but they were moral instructions that everybody would have understood, mm-hmm. right? They kind of harken back to the Ten Commandments and these principles of morality, mm-hmm. not ritual, you know, and I think there's a distinction there. So, you know, Paul kind of fleshes it out later in 1st and 2nd Corinthians, where he talks about, you know, we're called to actually lean forward in helping our weaker brother and sister. You know, it's not that we now can do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. No, as Christians, we're called to lean forward. And how can I love and serve my brother and sister who may not be exactly like me? Mm-hmm. And so there's this beautiful like picture of the give and take of Christians walking in love with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to do the same things. We want to be holy. We want to be pure. We don't want to unnecessarily make our brother or sister stumble. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it's, you know, Gentiles making Jews stumble by, you know, eating these things. No, we're called to engage with how can we love one another and walk in the unity of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. So it's just this beautiful, beautiful picture.
It is such a beautiful picture. And it's amazing too, that it's like between two churches.
Yeah.
We just don't think about other churches that way sometimes. Mm. You know, sending our people, you know, to go and encourage them and to be a part of what they're doing and to speak life and to do what's best for them. But there's this real love and concern for other believers. So that unity is even portrayed in just the fact that they're doing this, like that they would have any concern, like you said at the beginning, of what's going on in Antioch, of what's going on with the Gentiles. And kind of like what you said yesterday too, like there's power in the gospel for this. There's inherent power to unify, but it takes effort.
It does.
They had to work to do this. They had to go to Antioch and they had this whole council. And so I love that picture too, that you pointed out.
Yeah. And it raises a good point. Like we're actually foolish to believe that unity in the church is somehow supposed to be easy. Mm-hmm. And yet I think what we can do at times is we look to other things for unity, right? We look to similar stage of life, similar demographics, similar ethnicities, so, you know, whatever the thing is, rather than recognizing that now, you know, as the church develops and grows, like it's hard. Mm-hmm. And this is the New Testament church being formed and there's conflict, there's tension. And that's to be expected, mm-hmm. but we have this gospel that constantly motivates us. You know, I have a friend who says to run to the tension rather than running away. Mm-hmm. We run to the tension and we try to discern, okay, are there any things that I'm asking or demanding of people that don't line up with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that aren't a part of the gospel that unites us, but instead these, you know, cultural expectations or just things that make me feel good or comfortable. And so I think there should be in the church, there should be like an unsettlement, you know, if you will, of no, there should be some times when we're uncomfortable, because what it helps us do is it reminds us that it's the gospel that unites us. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the picture that shows to the world how powerful the gospel is, how effective the gospel is when we actually lean forward in loving and serving our brother and sister.
That's what a compelling community looks like.
Yeah. Amen.
That's so good. Well, you do a great job of leading us on Sundays to remember this gospel truth. And so I pray that our church would look like this.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, for Jordan Coughlin, I'm Jeremy Brooks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.